All right, let's visit with head librarian Cindy Hendricks of the Applet Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, you still have the Festival of Trees going on there in the library?
It is sparklingly beautiful in the lovely city of Appleton at the Civic Center because we have 17, Paul, 17 decorated trees.
Wow, that's a lot.
I know. I think so, too. I mean, I was kind of, you know, I'll just be honest, I was kind of freaking out because the trees were coming in a little slow this year. And Roman tells me, Cindy, just relax. It's going to be okay. And then 17 trees later, it's just wonderful.
Yeah, so, and I understand you had a good crowd for the Festival of Lights and everything. And
yes, really good crowds for everything. So that's fabulous. And keep in mind that if you miss that wonderful event, the trees are up here at the Appleton Civic Center the entire month of December. You can pop on in with your family and friends and view them. There are just some sparklingly beautiful trees that are just gorgeous. And then we've got some that are super creative.
Mm-hmm.
And just a lovely mix of both again this year. So kudos and great thank you to all those that participate in the Festival of Trees. And we did have a couple of winners. I think best overall was Emma Haugen. Her tree is super unique. If you want to check out the trees, I have posted all of them on the library Facebook page. And then the People's Choice went to the Needle and Thread Quilters.
Mm.
So just two categories this year.
Yep.
Anyway, and they were lovely recipients of I think they get like $25 in Apple Bucks or something.
Yep, I think so. I think you're right. Yep.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just want to encourage everyone to stop by the Civic Center there in Appleton. Make sure you bring your camera. Well, if you have your cell phone, you'll have a camera with it. But it's just a beautiful event, a beautiful sight to see all them Christmas trees there.
It is. It just looks so wonderful. In fact, in January, I think it's kind of a letdown coming to work because I don't have those beautiful trees to look at anymore.
Yeah.
It is. It's just like you walk in and it's just sparkling. It's just so nice. So stop on down and check that out.
Okay.
Events up here are going on here at the Appleton Library. We have the Elf on the Shelf returning in December. It is where we put the elf and we hide the elf and the kids can come in and find the elf and get a sweet treat. Adrian's been visiting classrooms in Appleton at the elementary school, and all the kids are super excited and can hardly wait to come in to find the elf or get a treat. I'm not really sure. Maybe it's to see us, Paul. I'm not sure either. This Tuesday, December 4th, we've got a book art event where we will have people coming to the Appleton Library and signing up and registering, and you'll be making very unique, one-of-a-kind ornaments out of books and book pages. So that's a fun event that we have coming up here, and that will be on Tuesday, the 4th of December at 6:30 p.m. Also coming up, we are offering Wednesdays in December. We are offering Wednesday coloring for adults. Every Wednesday in December from 5:30 to 7 p.m., we have coloring, and I've even got some special things that people get to color. And just to do some relaxation activities. We're all about the rush, rush, rush. This activity is all about relaxation. So stop on down on December at the Appleton Library from 5:30 to 7 and just do some relaxing coloring. It's kind of amazing how relaxing it is to color. I don't know. It's kind of a fun thing. And so we've got all sorts of things like that planned. Another thing we have going on here at the Appleton Library is Live Well, Age Wisely. It's a new group we're starting up here in Appleton that talks about a variety of age-related topics. So if you are looking at a variety of things like leaving a legacy, healthcare directives, fraud and scams, how to declutter and detach from stuff, all sorts of different things. This is a new group that is going to be meeting on the 13th of December, so we'll meet the second Thursday of each month from 1 to 2:30 p.m. And like I said, hopefully we'll get a good crowd to start meeting on the 13th of December. Also, we have our book club is meeting on the 17th of December. We are reading The Christmas Shop by Melody Carlson. And if you're interested, you can stop on down and pick up copies of the book and join us. We meet on the 17th at 5 p.m. And it's just a fun, lively group that discusses the book of choice. We are still going to be offering Lego Club during December on the 26th from 3:30 to 4:30. This is for 2nd through 6th graders, but we will be closed on the 24th and the 25th. So keep that in mind. Home enjoying Christmas with our families, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, Cindy, a lot of activities happening at the Appleton Library in December, so let's move into what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, the number of new books being released has kind of slowed down a little bit, but we do have a couple of them to talk about. We've got a new book out by George R.R. Martin. It is called Fire and Blood. It is set 300 years before the events of A Game of Thrones, and this is the first volume of the two-part history of the Targaryens in Westeros. So if you kind of want the backstory before this happened, this might be a book you'd be interested in. James Patterson has a new book out called Target, Alex Cross. It is the 26th book in the series bearing his name, and so that is something to consider. And Danielle Steele has a new book out. Beauchamp Hall, it's Winona Farmington leaves behind the disappointments in her Michigan hometown to visit the English town where her favorite television show is filmed. And a new nonfiction book to discuss here is Stranger Things, Worlds Turned Upside Down by Gina McIntyre. It's also a behind-the-scenes companion guide to the first two seasons of the Netflix series by the same name. So a couple of new things out there, and if you're looking for a suggestion or recommendation for a new book or a book to purchase for Christmas, stop on down. We've always got some ideas on some things, and love to help you.
All right, where are you located at, Cindy?
Well, we are located in the Appleton Civic Center, and you can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681. You can visit us on the web at appletonpubliclibrarymn.webs.com. You can visit us on Facebook to find the latest happenings and things going on, or stop on down at the Appleton Library because we're open on Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. So let us know what we can do to help you.
All right. Real good, Cindy. Well, we'll talk to you in a couple weeks, I guess. So
that sounds great. Thank you, Paul.
All right. That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian with the Appleton Public Library.